Welcome to Share the Best, the podcast of Top Employers Institute. My name is Natalie Medard, and in this podcast, I have the honor to talk to our top employers around the world about their world of work. Today, my guest is Carlotta Lindborg, who is the head of HR Germany at JISC. Welcome, Carlotta.
Thank you. Nice to be here, and thank you for having me in the podcast.
Thanks for being here, Carlotta. Carlotta, you joined JISC in 2014, and you were part of the transformation of Dänisches Bettenlager to JISC in 2021. And a big part of that was to make sure that the JISC values and leadership are not just a poster on the wall, as you said. And we'll talk about this in much more detail today, but let's stay with you for the moment, Carlotta. Who are you? Where are you from? What do you do? Tell us a bit about yourself.
Yes, thank you. I'm 53 years of age, and I live with my son in the south of Sweden, and I have been in retail for 26 years. A bit funny thing in the start is that I never saw myself in retail, considered buying with my parents here and there back in the days that I will work there in retail, and I have a passion for retail. It's fast-paced, it's about customers, employees. And it's changing. It's very agile, especially during the last years.
Yeah.
So I continue in retail. Nice. Yes. And I started at trainee very many years ago then at IKEA Germany because there were no trainee program in Sweden back in time. And then I moved back to Sweden and worked as an education consultant, as HR consultant, and since 2009 as HR manager at Netto, today's selling group.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I thought it was a journey and was also approached for JISC and some other retailers in Sweden. And to be honest, I hesitated a bit to start at JISC, and my manager, former manager, he knows it. But I'm so happy because every day during more than 11 years exceeded my expectations.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. Yeah. I mean, yeah, more than 11 years or 11 years now, that's quite a while. And it seems like it worked out.
Yes, and there were different challenges. I started in 2014. It was a specialist team back in time in Sweden. So it was a small transformation in a very stable environment with few changes back in time and transformed it to, HR business partner. Yeah. It was a start at JISC also globally. And after 6 years, the position as head of human resources at JISC Germany or Dänisches Bettenlager back in time, was published. And I actually applied because it's not at JISC, you don't just get a job. Mm-hmm. You need to apply also internally.
Mm-hmm.
And I do this job with passion and with, dedication since 5 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm traveling and I can say the first question I get from almost every employees, regardless where I'm in Germany, how far is it from your home to Handewitt, where the headquarters
is? That's a good question. How far is it?
Yeah, 3 hours and 45 minutes drive. So I have a very relaxed view on traveling. I think it's close, actually.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Very cool. Well, thank you so much. Now, we've talked a bit about JISC in the preparation, but maybe you can tell our listeners, what is JISC doing? How are they operating on an international level as well? What does it look like?
Yes, JISC is an international, family-owned home furnishing retailer. As you mentioned, with Scandinavian roots.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we selling? Yeah, the products are strong in sleeping and living. Also furniture, garden furniture, this hygge, also cozy aspect, probably badly translated. Also home decoration.
Yeah.
So basically, it's an easy way to shop. And like in Germany, the biggest market, it's also 20 minutes to every store. So it's quite convenient and easy shopping.
Yeah, we were just saying, I have a store very close by. I have friends shopping at JISC all the time. So it's very, very known for me. Cool. Thank you. And could you maybe let us know a bit about how your HR setup looks like? What does it look like?
Yes. I take the HR setup, then I go back. Yes.
Yes. Sure.
It's a HR setup globally in Brabant, Aarhus. It's the second biggest city in Denmark where the headquarters for JISC Global is situated. And there is a rather small team with great colleagues who are taking care of the concepts, developing new concepts, working with the strategy. So with a big involvement from colleagues in countries, there the involvement starts on the highest level, so to say. Okay. And then JISC operates with HR teams locally in every country, in 29 countries.
Okay, 29 countries.
And there I have a team of 24 employees in Germany for the retail part.
Okay.
No labor law.
Okay, okay. 24 employees in HR then.
Yes. So and what is so we have the same strategy. It's also our strength. The HR concepts are really the foundation of success and employee satisfaction. Mm. So it's up to me and my team locally to execute the concepts, to train them, to make them understood, to make them live in Germany.
Yeah.
And that's a challenge, of course, with so many employees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And we'll definitely be talking about that a bit more in the next couple of minutes. Let's maybe move to the YISC values.
May I add something?
Yes, of course.
The part many are surprised of the size of YISC. YISC is operating with 3,500 physical stores in 50 countries with 31,000 employees. And the German market, there we have 943 stores with good 8,000 employees, just to mention the big facts around.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's true. It's not per se something that you would think of. All right. Yeah. Let's look at the YISC values in leadership. And in the preparation call that we had, you said that it's not, you didn't want it to be a post on the wall, right? Could you maybe, first of all, mention, what do you think, what makes value so important for a company in general? Why is that something that every company should look at?
I think it's not only important, it's significant that the company has values because it's a guiding principle. It's guiding the behavior. It's a frame. How do we want all employees? How do we decide the behavior in the company? It decides the culture.
Yeah.
As also like in the theory and also that my experience in YISC is that it creates unity and identification to have strong values. And it should also be a guiding principles for decision making. And also could be a differentiator in companies to have strong values, because potential candidates and current employees can decide, is it a corporate match to me? Do I strive in this culture? And if it's a match, it's fine. If it's not, it's okay to choose someone
else. Yeah, then it could be difficult.
So it's actually attracting customers and employees.
True. It's a very fundamental thing, right? Mm. The values is the foundation of basically anything that you will do as
yes,
a person.
Yes, that's the foundation.
Yeah, nice. And looking at the YISC values, could you maybe mention what those values are and why did you choose those?
Yeah, we didn't exactly choose them. It's the founder. So YISC was founded by Lars Larsen, the tradesman, it was called, in 1979. Those values origins from Lars Larsen himself. That makes them so strong that he and, all the teams, all the employees kept them alive for so many years.
Yeah.
So it's the basics, how we operate the business in YISC. And there are three core values, tradesman, colleague, and corporate spirit. Not to get too nerdy with the values, because there are 15 sub-values.
Okay. So those are the three most important ones. It's interesting that you say that those values have stayed the same since 79, because what we often see is that companies will re-evaluate the values after a while.
Yes.
But that's not per se something that you're looking into. It's really your foundation.
It actually happened 1 to 2 years ago.
Oh.
But it was in the YISC leadership. We differ between YISC values and YISC leadership.
Okay, yeah.
Values then externally.
Yeah.
Because it's empowerment. But I think we will talk about, so I don't jump forward.
You can go.
But the values are the same. And it's also every employee, not only managers, and not only sales assistants, everyone should have the right attitude and behavior towards the values.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Looking at Scandinavian values and Scandinavian leaderships, those are definitely a key aspect for YISC, right? Could you elaborate on what that entails?
Yes, it's taking the values one more. It's as you said, the Danish company, it originates from Scandinavia, and it's about trust and openness and honesty. It's a core foundation in the values. If we think of it, now I focus on Germany, with a big knowledge in Sweden and Danish culture, of course.
Yeah.
But in 29 countries, make those alive, to integrate them in a culture, it's a strength.
Okay.
It's possible.
So if I understand it right, you're looking at, you have those core points, and then every country can kind of translate them into where they are and to
Yes, and to make them live, the Jysk, so like having a differentiator as a Scandinavian company, regardless market.
Yeah.
And it's possible. We know it.
Yeah. Because you've done that, right? Yeah. That's something that you've looked at. We'll talk about that in a second. But as a preparation, I looked at your scores, obviously, from your top employees audit, and you had a 100% in leadership for Jysk Germany, which is awesome. How do you make sure that those Jysk values, leadership values, are really understood, are really lived? What does it take from the company, from the managers, from the employees? How do you make them stick, actually?
Yes, it starts, of course, with, if I start an employee journey, we hire a new employees. And then it's a part of the, basically, we start with M-learning. That is a part, Jysk values and leadership. Then it's a part on the job training, also in the stores. And then we have integrate them. It's really important to have, it's a learning from myself also during my quite long career in HR, that they are integrated in a structure. We have the yearly employee appraisals. They are based on the values. We evaluate the employees, and the employees also evaluate their direct manager. What's my strengths regarding values and Jysk leadership? Where do I struggle? Because everyone struggles a bit somewhere. So what to do to improve? So that's one. And we have free performance management reviews in a year. And I think we come to that also. We started with competence, but it starts with the right attitude and living the values. So it's 3 times a year. And it's a manager, the manager, the grandparent principal, we call it. And also HR is in this process.
Okay.
And then we have the workshops, values and leadership workshops every second year. And a part of the employee satisfaction survey, 1 of 7 drivers, to mention some of the steps that we have built in. And it's every day that being a role model, oh, now you really lived up to this value. Or, hey, Lotta, when you did that, I don't consider that as so much, not so positive or not so straightforward.
Okay, that's interesting. So you're really looking at integrating those values basically in the whole employee journey.
Yes.
And there are always anchors where you will use them in your discussions with your colleagues, etc.
Anchors is a good word. And also in the offboarding, we are performing exit interviews, physical and digital. Physical for managers, digital for all employees. And it's also part to evaluate values in the offboarding, so the full employee journey.
So the leaving employee will evaluate on the values, but will that person also evaluate on how they felt those values were lived?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
so both
it's a part.
Ways.
Yes.
Cool. Very interesting.
To really to be able to adjust and make some changes.
Yeah.
But I prefer the personal dialogue, but it's a bit challenging with 8,000 employees.
Yes, I can imagine. Okay, cool. Thank you. We talked about the retail population before. We've mentioned it. So Jysk definitely has a very, very large retail population. And I think one thing that's always difficult is to get those values to your retail population as well, to make sure that they live them, that they feel like they are part of it. How do you do that? Is that something specific that you do, or is it just
the steps in the employee journey that I mentioned? Also like the anchors that you said. That's also to see through managers and through latest employee satisfaction survey, pulse surveys, to see that they are lived. And I think it's also important if there is situations for different reasons that the values, especially from managers or leaders, are not lived. How do we act? It's taking the dialogue, giving feedback, and to change behavior is the goal.
Okay.
And then we had the values workshop that I mentioned, where as a specific, if you like a specific example, I think it's good to see. So then we actually put a poster on the wall where the values, 3 core values and the sub-values are visible. Then the team comes together, also at the store. And they see where are our strengths as a team and where do we probably struggle, like plus and minus. So they pick maximum 3, three strengths and 3 potentials. And then they see, well, how can we improve this regards our towards our customers? And how can we get stronger and improve this in the team? But for me, it's so important, Scandinavian, also to strengthen the strengths.
Yeah.
Yes.
To really focus on
that. So that's what we do. And it's, of course, written and everyone can see it.
Yeah. still need to post on the wall, right? You still need to make sure it's visual.
Yes. Can do it digitally also, but I think this time it's okay with the poster.
Of course it is. It shouldn't be just only the poster, right? Okay, cool. So the Values Workshop is definitely something that you're doing every 2 years. Is it very, very different when you look at the retail population and the white collar population, or is it basically the same kind of workshop that you will do?
It's exactly the same kind of workshop. It's covering everything. There are different, of course, probably challenges. If we have a service function, we name the white collar part, regional head office in Germany, and also service function like my HR business partner team. Then we are operating or working. We are 14 employees in team at distance.
Yeah.
So how to keep this alive in distance? In a store, you are in four walls.
Yeah.
So that's probably the difference.
Okay, that's
But still
so
the same workshop, and even more important to create the identification.
Yeah. And you're doing that workshop with the 14 people live, or are you doing
it online? Yes, that's live, definitely.
I think that's important.
And also do, if it's possible, a small event or having a good dinner in the evening. Yes. Meet every now and then. Yes.
Yeah, you still need that. Yeah, definitely. Cool. Let's have a look at the cultural differences. We've touched on that just a while ago. And that's something that a lot of companies that operate on an international level are very familiar with, but might also struggle with. And JYSK is a Scandinavian company, and you are the head of HR for Germany, right? So there's a little difference here as well. And looking at Hofstra's cultural dimensions and asking the question if empowerment is something that comes naturally for everyone, we see that Germany and Scandinavia lie on opposite ends of the continuum, right? So Germany leans toward a more dictatorial understanding, as it says, of empowerment, while Scandinavia is more about the unity approach. So very different ways of looking at things. And also Scandinavian culture favors taking initiative a lot more, while German culture tends to await directions. How do you balance these culture differences?
Yeah, that's an interesting one aspect. I can see it has been a journey during my own journey and what I experienced. This is Hofstede, is also supported by the theory, actually. So this needs more, how should I say, my own learning is to enable the employees, not just if the motivation is high with the employee, just fix it until deadline, 5th of July, for example. No, need more, it's called left and right in German, to be sure that they understood the task. Now I generalize a bit. I love to work with Germans, and in Germany, I dare to generalize a bit. To be sure, it's left links and gestes, left, also to have the frame, to be sure that they understood, because I can see that in general, many employees back in time were afraid of making something wrong. Mm-hmm. And that prevents this initiative.
Mm, okay, interesting.
One of my first days, good 5 years ago, I asked one of my former employees, and I asked him, so how do you look on this? What's your view? And he said, oh, Lotta, but you're the manager. And I thought, this will be a long journey. So it's about when enabling and when trusting, giving the trust.
Mm.
It's also about if something goes wrong. As Lars Larsen said, a quote, the founder, he said, it's okay to make faults as long as you learn from them. And that's exactly my, you can make faults not only one time. How do I react as a manager or leader?
Very important.
That I really, and what did you make good and what would you do differently? So I give them trust and the possibility to learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way how we try from the top to get it down through the layers of managers.
I love that, because that's the coaching value, right, that you have.
Yes, that's coach.
Actually.
Too. If they know, it doesn't happen, my manager or he or she doesn't get irritated, or it's not schlimm, it's not bad.
Not bad, yeah.
Bad to make this, then they actually gain
more confidence.
Confidence, thank you. gain confidence. And so we can create this culture, but it's not a quick fix.
No, I think it's really learning, unlearning old ways and learning new
so,
ways.
So it's really this empowerment. And we just started the journey. So it's not ending to keep this also alive. What does it mean? How can we start? That actually, I think, starts very much from the top. Management and going through the layers of manager.
That's so interesting. I love to hear.
Because it creates motivation when someone's, I managed it.
Yeah.
I did it. And also this praising, also small steps. Mm-hmm. That's also my yeah. personal view. Also praise something that is not perfect. It's not so German. It's more me or Scandinavian.
Yeah, it's so interesting because when I work with my clients, I see that people often come in and think that everybody is the same, kind of has the same frame of a mindset, but that's really not the case. And I find super interesting to see that even for Germany and Scandinavia, which are rather nearby, you still see such a discrepancy here. And that there's work to do to make sure everybody gets together.
I can say when we have a possibility to recruit internal and we would like to recruit 80% internally and 20% externally, our talent pipeline, especially in retail. And then it's also to say we have also potential criteria and critical job factors supporting this behavior.
Mm.
That it comes more natural even for a German.
Yeah.
So that's also quite interesting how it's connected in all countries.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, interesting. Okay. Looking back, what would you say has changed in the last 3 to 5 years when we look at leadership understanding and values in JISC Germany? Because, I mean, a lot has happened outside of JISC, of course. There were a lot of changes on other levels as well. But what would you say, what has really changed in the last 3 to 5 years?
The understanding of JISC leadership.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically the same, but small differences than from Dennis Bettenlager to JISC.
Yeah.
And also this empowering part, so give responsibility and take responsibility, work mm-hmm. with trust. Mm-hmm. But it's not so easy because in general, the glass is half empty and the Scandinavian Danish way is more half full or overfilled.
Okay.
So it's like the mindset.
Yeah.
And I take it a specific example, the role of the store manager at JISC Germany. 5 years ago, the store manager didn't have that area of responsibility or the frame like today. It was a district manager, like leading or leading the annual employee appraisals instead of the store manager with the store employees. He or she did the hiring, the district manager. They were responsible for employee development, for all situations in the store.
Mm-hmm.
So the store manager still worked very well, I would say, and many happy store managers, but the empowerment part wasn't in. And today, what have developed, the store manager role is a manager role, also in JISC Germany. So create this mindset change is also challenging.
That's
so they hire own employees, they're taking the interviews, they are allowed to hire the store staff, they are obliged or have the responsibility to develop their store team, to spot the potential, to spot the strengths and the development areas. And also for work environment, for taking the appraisals, to have this internal store organization, career path. So the store manager role is very different today, to take one example.
Yeah, that's definitely a lot of responsibility, especially when you look at what it was like before and what it looks like now. How is the feedback?
It's mainly good. I mean, it's change hurts here and there.
Yeah.
I know it myself. I like the change that I can initiate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the change from others.
That just happens.
But it's really, I also think, with the right mindset, the right attitude, they really strive. And as a proof, our staff turnover store menu has really been reduced.
Yeah. Great. That's good. That's good to hear. Okay. Would you say that other specific factors also had an impact? I mean, like looking at hybrid work, okay, that's not so store, looking at stores, obviously, but also new generations coming in. Do you feel like there's other factors that also had an influence?
I will give one more picture. It sounds a bit probably also German. As 5 years ago, we still had a fax. We didn't have mobile store phones or mobile phones in the stores. We weren't digital at all.
Mm.
Now we do almost everything digital.
Wow.
And we also have digital annual appraisals and digital performance reviews. You can do it on your smartphone. And so it's a new world. That's a big change for us.
In 5 years, that's quite a big thing.
Oh, it went faster than that. Much faster.
Okay, okay.
So it's a real change. But coming to the hybrid work for JISC Germany, now I give my personal, we have a policy around that. It's for the head office in Handewitt by Flensburg. Mm-hmm. It's that every employee can choose 2 days a week where they work from home and 3 days in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And as I saw or learned myself during the pandemic, you need to meet every now and then to create this identification, to create a strong team. So I said, pick one day to my team in head office, pick one day where you're all there.
Yeah.
It's your choice, but I like that everyone you have the exchange. And yes.
Yeah, because if one is there every Friday and the other one is there every Tuesday, you'll never meet in the end. And then,
it's more difficult. And for me, it's now my personal view on hybrid work. As long as an employee delivers the result, has the right behavior, does his or her work, I mean, do the work wherever you want, I say, and think. And then I think today, if someone withdraws this, if there is an opportunity to work from home and a company decides that it's not possible anymore, I don't believe in that. But it's up to every company, but it's not my view.
Yeah, that's a big trend that we see, right? Yeah.
Generation Z, the younger generation. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's we are really working on being an attractive place to work also for apprentices. So we have a lot of Gen Z.
Yeah.
Gen Z in English, yes. Gen Z employees. Yeah. And we can see that they need a security, a job security, that we have quite good working hours at JYSK Germany, also for a retailer.
Mm-hmm.
But still, they like to take care of their, what's called, hobbies, spare time activities, and they like to be seen and heard, a manager who cares. So there we have the values again.
Yeah.
And we have the horizontal development.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like to mention is, it's also connected to the Gen Z and the German culture, that everyone should get seen and heard.
Mm-hmm.
Also an apprentice or a young employee with no seniority or little seniority has the right and duty to speak up, the possibility. And it's also already in the culture.
Yeah.
So we try, but still, I would say there are different personalities and characters in Gen Z. I think it's difficult to, what do you say in English?
To generalize them, right? Yeah, I agree. And that was what happens a lot.
And instant feedback. We also have a JYSK feedback model, but it needs to be alive, of course.
Yeah. Wow, we could do a whole new podcast.
Yeah, I think at least.
Super interesting. Thank you so much. We're actually getting close to the end of the content part already. And looking at what you've shared so far, more general questions, what are the key insights, tips or tricks that you would like to share with fellow HR colleagues? Maybe what are the three things that make value stick?
Yeah, I start with the last one. The things making value stick, regardless of the values are like in JYSK, found in 1979 and they are onwards, or they are created, I call it, or everyone needs to start somewhere. It's to have a common understanding, alignment. What are the values about? Why? That's the foundation, regardless of the status of the company, that try to make every employee in a company understand, why do we need this, the purpose with the values? And then having this alignment. And the second is to build it into structure. You said anchors. Because I tried without anchors back in time, like 17, 18 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a nice start, but not so much more in that company. So build it in. Where can it be evaluated or like discussed? And is it lived? Is this not lived? So that's the second make it stick. And the third, I think it's good with, as a mentioned example, keep a workshop, build it into the agendas, make it live.
Yeah.
Make the stories internally, start internally to be authentic before it goes externally.
Cool. Okay, so I hear common understanding is very important to start with. Then building structures, making sure that's part of everything that you do, and then make it live.
Yes, the hard one. It's not the power, one colleague would say, or me, power repetition.
Yeah,
it's like so important. Continuously. Mm-hmm. It's not once in a year and done. It's not a task, a value.
No, I like that. Good. Thank you. For you, which were the key challenges that you overcame in the past years regarding values and leadership? Difficult one.
It's a bit tricky probably. But I think from my own perspective, I worked in Germany as 1999 to 2003.
Yeah.
Another retail furniture retailer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I probably wasn't with my new experience, and it passed some years. I thought in some aspects the Scandinavian and German culture should be more alike. That's what we talked about, this a bit of authoritarian, dictatorial. It sounds a bit negative, but this await direction and afraid of doing something wrong and not challenging, only challenging from top down, not down to top.
Yeah.
So there were some aspects that I underestimated a bit.
Interesting.
So I also needed to adjust, like this giving more frame, being better. It's a continuous being better to enable, since I have a big trust in people from the start. And the second is this multi-site. I love multi-site as 933 stores in Germany. But how to get it out? How to create identification?
Yeah.
It's an ongoing.
Yeah.
And it's not possible to get everyone on board.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad to say that, but it's also from the company that you are provide us with employee satisfaction survey. They also confirm it.
Mm.
As I have in mind, it's 8-12%. Regardless what we do, there could be some grumpy, like unsatisfied.
People are still people,
so that's,
right?
So do it for the rest, 90 or 85%, I would say.
Yeah.
So that's also learning. But the size, how to have the right manager, also the strongest teams and bring to stick to the values part to get it out. So that's an ongoing. That's why we are repeating our workshops and
Okay. Looking back at your time at Jysk until now, what was the biggest surprise? That's a very general question.
The biggest surprise. Yeah, I would say our employee promise. No, the biggest surprise. I know I said it in the start that, it was a former colleague who persuaded me to start at Jysk. And I'm so thankful to him that he just pushed me and said, take this step to Jysk. You will see it's better than you have it today. And every day, starting with my former country director, really good, and my current manager, my team, colleagues, Germany, international. Also, every day, it sounds a bit, what's it called? It has been better than I expected. Also,
that's beautiful.
The tough days. So that's really a surprise. Actually, it's a big surprise. And the furnitures are good. As I started, I'm not so handy, so I can't assemble furniture myself. Good that I'm not a store. But it turns out they are Scandinavian, nice, and good to assemble. So there are two surprises related to Jysk. And bring dedication that I got the possibility as a Swede to work for Jysk Germany.
Mm, nice, beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. With this, we're already closing the content part and moving to the fun part. Well, the part before was fun as well, but now it's a fun part to the quick questions, quick answers, which is a game where I will just throw questions at you, Carlotta. Carlotta hasn't seen them before, so it's four questions and four quick answers. Let's go. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Night owl.
Oh, cool. Me too. Why? Why would you say?
I actually can't say, but I get up at 6 every morning. But if it's me, I will prefer to work at evening, nights, and stay up. If I have a vacation, I suddenly turn to the night owl.
That's funny. You're more productive at night.
No one is, according to Fury, but I would say that I am. Yes.
I agree. Me too. Me too.
Yes.
Cool. What's your hidden talent?
Baking cakes.
Oh, wow.
And do I have some hidden talent? I don't have many hidden. I think they are visible if I have some talent.
Baking cake is cool.
I know. Oh, I have one.
Tell me.
I know all the world champions in football. It's
really
nerdy from all since the beginning. I really love football and games and sports.
Okay, that's really a
so that's
talent.
A bit. I don't know if it's a talent. It's more a nerdy aspect.
I would love to ask you a question, but I have no idea around football, so I can't. That's cool. That's really interesting. Coffee or tea or something else?
Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was quick. Okay. And now my favorite one. You just won the lottery. What is the first thing that you buy or the first thing that you do with the money?
Actually, quite boring. I will save them.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know. I will go to New Zealand and probably I would love to. I can do it.
Do some traveling.
Yeah. So, and to keep my son safe. I'm much for security. So it's a quite boring answer.
I don't think so.
I'm quite satisfied how it is today.
Exactly. That's what it's actually implying, right? That you have everything that you would want to have.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much for your time today, Carlotta, and for sharing your thoughts and best practices with us. And we're at the end of our episode. And I think that everybody listening in today agrees that was very insightful. And as you know, we always have time for a last statement by our guests at the end of every episode, where you can share something with the community before we close for the day.
Yes, I like to stick to the values part. What I would give as a tip, or like to give a, yeah, it could also be a best practice. Since I'm a part of the management team at YISK Germany, I also go out and make store visits. I meet and greet and listen to the employees in the stores and in the different teams. Also to make sure that how is the working situation? What can we do? Also things we can't do, to be clear about that.
Yeah.
And how are the values alive? I can't do my job. It's quite strategic, but it's also hands-on. I need to go out. As for other managers, it can be in teams, it can be in plants, different branches, to like take the pulse, not sitting in the office, to really to be visible.
Yeah, be visible, talk to the people, feel the vibes that are there.
And I have a second, I think, like from my own case, this bring dedication, meet possibilities, or employee promise.
Yeah.
In YISK, it's also one of my latest LinkedIn posts. I didn't know. I wanted to be a sports journalist myself. I wanted to, to be a professional horse rider. I was riding 12 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
6 days a week for long. So
not the hidden talent.
But it, No, it wasn't enough talent, I would say. So go with the flow.
Yeah.
Like, see, sometimes it needs some time to see. What are my abilities? Where do I thrive? Also, in retail could be a very nice area to work in. That would be my last comment. And thank you for having me and YISK in this podcast.
Thank you, Carlotta. Thank you so much. That's actually a really great final words. I think that's actually very wise what you just said. Yeah, thanks for your time today. It was great having you. And to everyone who's listening, feel free to share your questions with Carlotta directly or with us through the comment box or via email. And if you have a topic of interest that you would like to be on the podcast, feel free to share. So thank you all for listening, and thank you, Carlotta, for today. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.